Hey, welcome to episode 19 of the Darth Runners podcast. I'm Alex and I'm here with Jamie, and this week we're going to talk about that time we ran really far in the Chilterns during the Tring Ultra Marathon.
I love running in the Chilterns, by the way. I just thought I'd say that.
Love the Chilterns. Love the Chilterns. Wherever they are. I guess it was north of London because I remember the train going northish.
Somewhere up north. I mean, this is a kind of blurb taken from the website that the 31-mile route takes in many areas of natural beauty in the Chilterns, which we already told you. This includes Ashridge Forest, the Grand Union Hope Canal, and Wendover Woods. So I remember seeing all of these things, and they were all very naturally beautiful.
Yes, I have distinct memories of all of those things. Definitely the cricket club where the race started and finished. I don't think it was out and back. It was a loop, wasn't it? A little bit at the end you kind of repeated on the way back into the cricket club.
It was
easy to get to. They put on a shuttle bus, but to be honest, the shuttle bus seemed to be running a bit late, and it's probably better just to walk it if you're going to do this race. It's not, I mean, it's like a mile or something, isn't it? To the actual club itself. And a really good thing is the club has a bar, which we got a few beers in afterwards. That's kind of getting ahead of ourselves, I guess.
I think people could probably guess that was going to happen as well.
We head to the bar after. Yeah.
Those guys.
What cads? Is cads the word? I don't know what cads means. Is that... it's not rude, is it?
I don't think so.
Okay. I should probably look that up before I start throwing it around.
Might be rude for Gen Z, I guess. Maybe that's something.
Maybe what, sorry?
For Gen Z, maybe it's rude for them.
Everything's rude for them.
Yeah.
Are we Gen Z? I don't even know.
I reckon we might be close to Gen Z. Are we millennials? But we've got the sensibility and sensitivities of boomers, which makes us even more sensitive.
Boomers? What, from the 50s?
I'm saying we're not that old, but we've got the personality types of boomers, is what I was trying to say.
I mean, the boomers, that's like 3 or 4 generations old. That's a long time.
Yes, it's a long time to be so entitled.
Okay. Let's go off this. I have no understanding of social dynamics or whatever this is supposed to be. So anyway, we did a run. When we use words that we don't understand, which is also troublesome. But anyway, this race, we must have done some prep, maybe? I can't remember. It was in September, which is a few months ago now. I guess, I mean, we must have done the Man versus Mountain relatively close to this, right? So we must have been in good shape, surely.
I think probably peak fitness for me was maybe at this point.
Okay, good. Peak so you had a strong showing in this race then?
I think so. Yeah, I mean, so it was about 53 kilometres or 31 miles, depending on whichever distance you go for. I think about 700 meters of climbing as well. So it wasn't as kind of hilly as some of the other ones we've done, but it was definitely a challenge. I did enjoy this run. I think there were quite a lot of flat bits to it, but I did like it. But our prep hadn't been great again from memory. Again, I've forgotten my water as I do usually. And Alex, I think you had a humorous moment just before you're about to start the race.
Oh yeah, I think it's the first time in a... Well, one, it was a really good thing because we could actually hear the briefing. This doesn't often happen. You know, you go to a race briefing sometimes and you're sort of stood there and they kind of mumble something at the front and you can't really hear it. And I think the best one for that was a couple of years back in the 13 the hard way, where there was all this mumbling about the route and stuff and safety and all the rest. You could kind of make out that they were trying to tell you something important, but you couldn't hear them. Even if we were less than 10 meters away from the guy saying it, everyone was kind of huddled around. And then they finally realized that nobody could hear this guy speaking and handed them a loudhaler, whatever the right word is, into which he announced it was someone's birthday. And then they kicked the race off, which... but yes, these guys were a lot better at, you know, communicating at the race briefing.
Yeah, he was very, very professional.
Definitely. I remember there being a talk there from the, I think it's done by Humanity Direct or are associated with this race. We should do some really good Humanity Direct-y type stuff,
yeah.
For which we're all very proud to have taken part. So, yeah, that was all good, and I was able to hear it, and then suddenly he goes, okay, everyone, you all have your GPS trackers on your wrist, like so, and everyone held their wrist up, and I was like, I don't have one of those. To which I had to then quickly leave the briefing and back into the cricket club, upstairs to registration to retrieve a tracker. That was my moment, really, being so prepared, even whilst at the start line I didn't actually have everything I needed.
Yeah, and
I imagine I must have had water, though. I mean, who would be silly enough to forget water?
No one I know. But the funny thing with that is that we have had a tendency this year to kind of get lost sometimes in races, so I mean, it would have been really risky to do this without a GPS tracker. So I'm glad you went back for one.
I think this is actually the first race, the only race even this year probably, where they actually published a GPX file thing, which my watch actually can translate into directions, which is quite fun, I think. Yeah,
I thought the course markings were really good in this race, and then I've been following you the entire time. I probably wasn't able to pay attention. Because I thought you were following the markings. You weren't. You were following your GPS track. I watched.
I mean, to be fair, I think nearly all the markings were spot on with it. I don't think there was ever a point where my watch was telling me to go one way where the markings were off. I think there was a few meters difference in what the markings were saying against my watch, but it was blatantly obvious that, you know, there's no way to go here apart from left. So it may have been even my watch being a bit late with the instruction, but. Oh, it worked really well. I think this, the markings are great. They're really good with supplying maps and GPX files and all the rest of it. Do all the funky tech stuff. So that level was really good. Then all we had to really worry about was, you know, water and nutrition, which we probably failed miserably at.
As usual, yeah.
Although they did have some cheese and ham cracker sandwiches at the pit stops, at least one of the pit stops. That was really inspiring.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't reacted that positively to a snack at a checkpoint since in the Isle of Arran earlier this year. We found the peanut butter jelly sandwiches they put together. I mean, that was pretty epic.
Yeah, I think cheese and ham was definitely up there. I mean, I think, was there any chutney? I can't remember. Maybe that's something for the suggestion boxes. Maybe add a bit of chutney in there.
It is maybe the Chilterns. Oh, actually, I don't know. Is chutney famous for the Chilterns?
Chilton chutney. If it's not, works. Then it should be.
It works, yeah.
I'm registering that website right now. yeah, and then maybe a bit of port on the side as well. But, you know, that's only 10K in.
Yeah, I have to say, like, the start for the race was quite a lot of fun. I ran across the cricket ground and... kind of took a bit of time to get to canals, and then I think it was about 10 to 12 kilometers along the canals. And I started off at a kind of an okay pace for me. I was kind of quite comfortable. But Alex, you stormed off, hadn't you?
I mean, I was running with a couple of other friends of ours, and I got to the point where I was like, I probably should run with Jamie. I quite like running with Jamie because it makes me feel better about myself. I can do these things better than he can.
it's all coming out now.
I mean, generally it's better to do these things at a slower pace. I ratcheted it back, and actually in the end we caught up with our friends at the final pit stop anyway, because we just kind of ironed out the starting up fast and slowing down gradually later on, as opposed to just going relatively slow for the whole thing, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, perhaps that's experience coming as well, which is actually, yeah, I've been here before, running equally. So, you know, it's probably a good decision, but I still feel like it's still, despite the fact we were going slow, it was really challenging. I did think the kind of canal bit suckered me in a bit because I thought, yeah, I can keep this pace up all day. And then 14 kilometers in, just after the first checkpoint, we then had the hills, which were pretty tough, but again, they were quite a lot of fun, quite up and down, and really, really interesting woodland paths, and around some of the national parks there. So I mean, that was quite fun. But I seem to remember then there being that the second canal section, which was a relief at first, but then it's quite long, isn't it? It's now 10 kilometers, I think.
That's I remember there being a lot of canal. I don't remember a lot. I mean, there was a lot of fields, a lot of canals. I believe went through some woods, the Wendy Woods, Wendover Woods, something like that.
Yeah, well remembered.
And obviously Tring Park itself. Very, very good park indeed.
Yeah, definitely top 10 parks.
Top 10 park of all time. Where do you get top 10 park from? I mean, is there a ranking?
There is a ranking, yes. Okay. I can't give you the exact positions just now, but I'm very happy to publish it later.
What else is in the top 10?
Trying to think of Grand National Park. That's pretty good.
Grand National Park. Where's that?
Isn't that in the US?
I have no idea. That's what I'm asking, Jamie.
The Grand Canyon Park. Sorry.
Grand Canyon Park. Okay. Good. Okay. That's good one. How about Hyde Park? Is that in there?
I don't know. It's probably 11. Probably 11 Hyde Park.
11. Okay. Fair enough. I mean, Royal Parks. I mean, yeah, they're a bit overrated, aren't they?
Yes, I don't want to besmirch the good name of the Royal Parks, but the half marathon is pretty sucky. Anyway, wait. Good.
So you're running, and I think, you know, we'd learned a lot about running and getting to the start lines. But maybe our nutrition actually does need some work. I mean, as much as I love the cheese and ham sandwiches, crackers, I mean, I think I probably just had cheese myself. Do I have some of the ham? I don't generally like ham, but maybe because we were running, I should, you know, splash out with extra piggy protein.
I lingered. Kind of first checkpoint, I thought, I'll go back for one more. I know you were waiting to start running, but then we got to the second and third one. I don't think there was any of the cheese.
Yeah, because I think I remember counting down to the cheese stop, and then there was no cheese. I think I primarily had cheese. I like a bit of cheese. Just crackers. Yeah, chutney.
So I really hope that's a thing. I guess I had some pretty serious problems with energy gels, and this has happened to me before, but the first time this year, and I've started using them again based on, you know, trying to give myself a bit of boost. And some races they worked really well, so I've had really good experiences, and this race was not one of them. So I ended up having a bit of stomach trouble the latter end of the race, and so I've gone off energy gels again. But
I've had a total of one energy gel this year. It's abhorrent. It's just awful. Yeah, why people maybe have these things.
Maybe there's like a Chilton chutney energy gel we could put that.
Maybe that's a problem. There's not enough, you know, Plowman's energy gels round. That's what's needed.
Yeah, I agree. It's all about the merchandising.
Chilton Chutney Plowman's Gel. Bam. See it now. Suddenly all the ads on the trains. It'll be amazing. Chilton, home of the chutney.
We're going to have to Google to see if there's any chutney in Chilton now.
I mean, if it's not someone, I mean... Wherever it is the home of chutney, you better have a ch sound in it. Otherwise, you know, it's an opportunity lost.
Yeah. So, joking aside, I think that the key point part of this race was the social aspect. So I think it was really, really nice to kind of run on with Alex and the guys later on. It's quite funny running as a team. I guess it's also okay guys now and then splitting up again because, you know, everyone runs at different paces. And things tend to level off at the end, I guess. But I mean, it was definitely a real plus point of this race because I think it was nice to run in a group as opposed to some of the other ones. I know, actually, you've had to put up with me for very long extended periods of time, so it must be nice to talk to someone else.
Yeah, I mean, I do try and talk to other people on the course, but just make sure you're there at the end because, you know, you have the rail card.
Indeed. So where's Jamie gone? even Jamie doesn't know where he's gone. But, I think it got to the point there, wasn't it? It's advertised as kind of a 31 mile or 50 kilometer race. And as inevitably these things always go over that mark or the mark they've stated. And I think we were kind of running in it. Kind of really felt the last few kilometres thinking, when is this going to stop? But I think we managed to keep the pace up quite well. And it's such relief when you pass the finish line and these kind of things. I might have been a little bit emotional.
I remember there being more snacks at the end. That was okay.
Yes.
I went to the bar. That was good.
Yes.
That's all I really remember. My memory is actually awful. Maybe that can be my next year. That can be my thing to actually try and remember something about the races we do. So maybe I'll be able to add some commentary that isn't just about cheese and making names up for Chilton chutney and food.
Well, I think that's been a pretty good year.
Good year. Yes. Edinburgh egg mayonnaise. don't know. I'm not even very good at that, am I? Let's just stop.
Aran apple jelly.
Aran apples. Yeah, that's it.
We can do more. We can do more of them.
Yeah, we'll put up a top 10 and go with your parks list.
I think that worked. I think that definitely worked today. That was hilarious. But we should double down. Always commit. Never realize you've gone down.
Just keep digging. That's the point.
Just keep digging. Yeah.
Never put that shovel down, Jamie. Never put that shovel down.
Brilliant. Cool. So I think that feels like we've wrapped up for another week.
That's it. Yeah, another marathon ultra thing done in the books. It's a good race. There was cheese. Yep, totally. I mean, yeah, that'll do. And we, you probably have some feedback for us, on especially this show. This show was brilliant. Runner chat, wasn't it? So do get in touch via podcast@daffrunners.com. You could also see all our stuff on our daffrunners.com website, full of all top tips and race reports that Jamie will publish one day. Excellent. That's it for now. Thanks a lot, guys. Bye.
Bye.